hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get. And you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM/FM shortwave talk radio.
Oh, it is not a good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is John Stadtmiller. This is the National Intel Report, a day of infamy, 29 April 2009. Just watched our Congress critters, the good communists, socialists combined, vote in H.R. 1913. 249 yeas, 175 nays, and they tabled the thing, no motion to reconsider. No debate on this puppy, not to speak of. There you have it, folks, your hate crime legislation, just like Canada, just like England, just like all the repressive regimes around the world. So, I guess I can't bang the faggots anymore on this radio program, huh? I can't do that. I can't go after inbred country people. I can't go after blacks. I can't go after Jews. Jews? Did he say orange juice? Did he say grape juice? Quick! Call a lawyer. Folks, I hope you called. At least you can say to yourselves, I tried. You know, I downloaded this. And this is report number 111-86. Union calendar number 40. And on this bill specifically, to provide federal assistance to states, local jurisdictions, and Indian tribes to persecute hate crimes and for other purposes. Section 8, rule of the construction of this act, says nothing in this act or the amendments made by this act shall be construed to prohibit any expressive conduct protected from legal prohibition by or any activities protected by the Constitution. Yeah. Is that not Orwellian doublespeak or what? I mean, people out there flapping in the wind on cable and on satellite like Bill Maher. Well, he's got to be careful now, doesn't he? And all these lovely little Christian Zionists out there. That's right. You heard me correctly. The Christian Zionists that were huddled under the cloak of your shepherd that just led you over the edge of the cliff, congratulations. You will not be able to speak of homosexuality as being an abomination to Jesus, to the Son of God. That's now prohibited by federal law. You happy? Have you gone dumbstruck stupid? You people are cowards, and I hope you burn in hell for the rest of eternity. That's my opinion, not necessarily that, of this network and or its affiliates. Just me. What's that knock on the door? Federal hate crime police, you're under arrest. Come with me, sir. How I answer that is with a magazine full of lead. 800-313-9443. Ta-da! Welcome to America.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 Debt Relief Secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saul Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
And this grant money, that's right, it's coming out of everybody's pocket in this country, whether you agree in the violation of the Constitution or not. Too bad, you get to pay for your own destruction. Assistance other than financial assistance is also includes at the request of state, local, or tribal law enforcement agency, or Officer Bob standing down on a street corner. The Attorney General may provide technical, forensic, prosecutorial, or any other form of assistance in the criminal investigation or prosecution of any crime that constitutes a crime of violence, construes a felony under state, local, or tribal laws, is motivated by prejudice based on the actual or perceived race, color, religion, national origin, gender, sexual orientation, gender identity, or disability of the victim, or is a violation of the state, local, or tribal hate crime laws. So, I guess that means that I can't call Napolitano Butch Chu as the Attorney General. I can't say that. Pointing out that she is a lesbian is going to be a hate crime because it might motivate people that are of a more conservative persuasion. Maybe they osmotically rubbed up against maybe biblical law that I can't call this woman a lesbian. It might incite somebody to do an act of violence. This is how it's been sold. This is why I was so disgusted, and excuse me, Alex Jones, for saying this, when I gave a speech with Ron Paul and Alex. Alex wanted to console a bent out of shape 18-year-old lesbian that had been fed the bill of goods that, well, we need special dispensation, we need special laws, we need special protections because you people are trying to hurt me. And I asked Alex, I said, what are you doing? I said, why did you feel that you had to console this woman? I talked to the woman after that talk, and I specifically went after the homosexuality issue at that speech. And that's when I told the girl that, look, nobody's going to do any harm or damage to you. What are you talking about? I would be the first one to intercede, not because you're a lesbian, it's because you're a woman, or at least you used to be. Then I'm not going to sit around and watch somebody bang on your bean because they don't like your orientation. We have become so politically correct. We have let the state dictate and protect homosexual behavior in this country. It's now sanctioned by the United States government. And Officer Bob, standing on the street corner, if he figures there's been some inducement or incitement here, radicalization, if you will, well, guess what? You get the cuffs put on you. Officer Billy Bob gets to drag your butt down to jail. The judge reads the federal statutes and says, hey, looks like you committed a crime. You committed a federal crime. And, oh, by the way, you're going to be remanded over to a federal court, and the federal prosecutors will be talking to you. Can we all say in unison, time for the second American Revolution? The little socialist, the little degenerates, the cultural icons that have replaced that which used to be good and considered noble, ethical, moral, has been officially by our Congress critters in Washington, D.C. They have just said that that's old school. Here's the new paradigm. Congratulations. And this witch, and I'm not going to be kind with one of the biggest communists on the Hill, Nancy Pelosi, she was very happy to bang that gavel and announce the passage of the hate crime bill. This isn't about protecting anybody. It is about control of speech. So I guess I don't need Ted Pike on the air anymore. Hell, we don't even need Ted Pike. Oh, there's some stodgy old guy we can just cast aside because you know what? He's blasé. He's old school. Welcome to the new paradigm. Welcome to the new Orwellian socialist that is going to be trying to run your life. Oh, man. You've all gone to sleep. Y'all let it happen. Well, I can't take responsibility for what these people are doing. Yeah, you can. Some of you out there have even forgotten what it feels like to stand up because you've been sitting on your posterior for too long. You can't even by memory remember what it was like to stand up. You're just there feeding the information to your head because you've got to know. What, me be active? I don't want to be admonished or criticized by my neighbors. I don't want to be looked down upon when I throw my dollar into the collection plate at the church. I want to go along to get along. I'm a social creature. I just want love in the world, no hate. Socialist and communist hate, folks. Welcome to the new era. Change in America. Coming at you. Mach 3 with its hair on fire. Are you watching? Things are happening rather rapidly. Gee, what was going on during the coverage of C-SPAN while this vote was going on. We didn't have people up there extolling the virtues pro versus con of the bill. No! They were had their cameras trained on the White House on an update on the swine flu. There goes the Constitution, the baby, the bathwater, and the Constitution, First Amendment, out the window. And let's hear more about the plans to curtail swine flu. Well, folks, if you want to find the swine, and some of them got lipstick on it, on their little pudgy little mugs, just look in Washington, D.C. Congratulations. In the year of our Lord, 2009, the communists have now taken over officially. Congratulations, America. Now, the only way you can get out of this mess is go into a shooting war. The one thing that we were trying to prevent. The one thing that they want. We just handed it to them. Because you know what your choice from here on out is going to be? Speak up and be a target. Shut up and be left alone. At least for right now. Henry in Connecticut. Henry, what's your opinion on this deal? We might as well get everybody's belly button in here today.
Well, I called about this. Now, you're trying to tell me, okay, so they passed it. You know what the measure, the number is? Like how, so many hundreds?
Yeah, 249 yays, 175 nays.
Oh, so at least 147, 150, what, 67 you said?
No, 249 to 175.
170, oh, so at least 175 voted against it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, and you know what? While I'm watching this thing, and in the curtailed, severely curtailed debate, a one representative, Louis Gohmert, and I'll just call him Gohmert.
That's
He is the first district out of Tyler, Texas, yeah, which is only just a few miles. I'm going to see if Mr. Gohmert's going home for the weekend. And you want to see some hate spewing, you're going to see it from this guy. At any rate, he gets up there and he says, well, this thing is going to pass, so we'd like a few amendments. We would like to see particular circumstance, special circumstance, but people that violate this federal hate crime law to be put to death.
Oh, he did?
Oh, he did. This guy wanted people killed because they were versing their opinion.
Well, see, these people are really nuts because, let me tell you something. I'm not an expert, and I'm sure you read and know. You're older than me, you know, probably know a lot more than I do. But
don't bet on it.
Well, yeah, but you know what I'm saying. You've probably read a lot more. Every civilization or country that forced all this universal, every race, every culture, every this, every that, and one world, universe, they all fell.
Yeah.
And these people are nuts, and they know the people don't want it, just like they know they don't want predominantly all the third world non-European immigration into this country illegally, as well as even legally. I mean, I remember in the early 1990s and late 1980s on radio shows like Bob Grant, a couple others, they would have many people calling up. It wasn't him always talking about the, you know, demographics and stuff, even with the legal immigration. But these people are just going to terminate four sets of no matter what. And what will happen is they're going to light turn like a small spark or a fire into like a bonfire, basically, down the line. It may not happen right away because you're going to have like a pressure cooker. And it's like the steam and the lid and the thing, and eventually the thing's going to blow. And that's what they're doing by forcing all this stuff. So they're just going to force this down their throat about all this, every race, gender, and this and that. I mean, it's ridiculous. And it also includes pedophiles. I told one of the congressmen today that. In other words, Nancy Pelosi and these clowns, these sick, idealistic idiots, I mean, I don't know what to call them, but there is an idealistic stuff with this.
Here we just call them socialists slash communists.
They're really communists, yeah, because it comes out of New York. I mean, at WBAI, John Conyers was associated with a guy named Ron Daniel.
Henry, who's behind this, it is no accident that it was H.R. 1913, the founding of the Anti-Defamation League, was its birthday was 1913. This is their bill. We can't go after the political Zionist anymore. We can't go after the perversion anymore. It's all carte blanche. Henry, thank you for your belly button.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cardivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Let me turn my headset down, because if I let loose here, I don't want to blow my own ears out. You know, folks, the focus of attention, where should it have been? Let me see. While people were out there 9/11 truthing, I'm talking about the banks. While people were talking about the swine flu and this distraction and that distraction, I'm talking about hate crime legislation. You know, somebody on the air yesterday said that, you know, hey, what are they doing? What are they trying to get away with under the guise of this emergency? Well, you just saw it. And I'm sure, me being a paranoid constitutionalist, anti-government individual that I am, that it is just an absolute coincidence that H.R. 1913... the same day, or I'm sorry, the same year, that the American Defamation League came into practice to subvert the culture and the beliefs and everything else of this country. Yeah, that's right, the Zionist. I'm sure that that was just an accident. No big deal. And it's not, and I'm sure in my conspiratorial mind that it's just an accident that the Zionist Jew out there that owns the game they call the international banking system, 1913, Federal Reserve in the country, IRS in the country, oh, that's right, the Anti-Defamation League. And were those that, well, they didn't want to speak out because they didn't want to appear to be anti-Semitic. Well, now that you're starting to catch on to the game, try speaking out against it now. They'll call you crazy, lock you up in a rubber room. If they can't convert you, they cannot change your mind, you're probably going to spend the rest of your life in an internment camp somewhere. Why? Because you acted just a little bit too slow. 800-313-9443. Jeez, they're afraid to speak. No calls because they're afraid to speak. Well, don't worry. Officer Billy Bob hasn't gotten his marching orders yet down there on Main Street. It'll take a little while. Dave in Reno. Hello, Dave.
Hello, John. How are you?
Oh, I'm just ducky.
Hey, this is the word from the Lord that's been coming up on my heart. This is all God's children, the called out ones, what he calls Ecclesiastes, and you know who you are. Jesus says he'll separate the wheat from the chaff at the end times. One thing I get out of a lot of people, especially on Alex Jones and Steve Quayle, and I like them all, and I listen to everybody, is fear. And I'm in a spirit of fear. Jesus specifically says, don't fear what man can do to you. He says, fear what I can do to you and condemn your soul to hell. There is so much fear being played up right now. And it's not that I don't want to wind up in a camp or any kind of issues right now, but if your heart is in the right place with Jesus Christ, you're doing his will, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, you don't have anything to worry about.
You got the stamp of approval, just get on with life and do what you're supposed to do.
Well, I'm going to lose my home in about 6 weeks. You know what? And I sleep like a rock every night. I don't wake up in the middle of the night. I don't have that fear. Now, if someone tries to come to my house and harm my family, that's a different story. But so much fear is being instilled in people from all over this world. You got to be right with Jesus. You got to get on your knees and repent. You got to ask God to come in your life and ask Jesus to guide you.
Okay, Dave, hold on here a second, because I've said this on this program. What of those out there that are not willing to do that, that have not picked up that banner and walked and flew it proud and high?
They are going to suffer beyond means. And Jesus
But Dave, hold on here a second, because I'm not trying to be all-inclusive, nor am I bashing what you're saying. But anybody that wanted to live under constitutional law in a republic here in this country that hasn't yet made up their mind of who they're going to consign their soul to, I mean, these people, they're going to deserve everything that they get, right?
Absolutely. They're going to get exactly what they got coming. I mean, everybody's going to fight. There's people that have given their souls over to the devil on purpose to get everything that Satan offered Jesus in his 40-day walk when he was out there. There's people that have that. The other people, Jesus knows who's going to come to him in time, and Jesus is open to his heart to anybody that gets on their knees and knocks on his door. So people that want to fight will defend the country, but it doesn't mean they're going to be safe. The only true safety you're going to have is under Jesus' arm when he calls you by eagle's wings and carries you up into heaven. The only chance you're going to have to make it in this world is upon through Jesus, because
I don't need a recitation here of what the Bible teaches, okay? And I appreciate you doing this, but my point here is simply this, that people that have not made up their mind, and I think we have an entire lifetime before we draw our last breath, but I'll tell you what, in the trenches, I would have taken an atheist or an agnostic. Wait a minute. Dave, hold on.
Go ahead.
I would have taken an atheist or an agnostic that still wanted to live in a constitutional republic until such time they made up their mind and they wanted to choose to go to heaven or hell or whatever the case may be. Now, if you're next going to ask me what my religious convictions are, I'm going to tell you to go suck an egg.
That's not religion. It's a relationship with Jesus Christ. It has nothing to do with religion. Religion is what man puts out there. It's a relationship with Christ.
Thank you with that. I agree with. But you see, how many people out there that if you don't believe exactly the way they believe and the way the program's been laid down, well, then you're not a Christian. You are a blasphemer, and you're going to go to hell. Dave, I want you to hang on. I'll take Derek and Philly next. 800-313-9443. We're not going to be talking about this anyhow.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saul Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
And while America was sleeping, and I know they're still asleep out there because I can track numbers. And we'll have exorbitant high numbers for our Tuesday program. And then everybody goes back to sleep the following day. And Dave and Reno, I wish you would have hung on because I was arriving to the point. The reason I made the comment about I didn't care if there were atheists or agnostics in my foxhole, because this whole thing, and cut out the Christian Zionists like the John Hagees and the people that build the glass houses and the cathedrals and all the people out there selling Jesus, because they know it sells rather well. You know, the Jim and Tammy Bakers, or who's the character that was doing the whores in the, "Oh, and I'm so close to God, the devil just tempts me." Time and time and time again, you demonstrate who and what you are by the acts that you do. You don't all of a sudden become, well, tempted by the devil. That's an excuse. That is an excuse to allow you to say that I'm not going to do it anymore. And the religionists are the ones that have gotten in the way of this whole thing. The people that want to sell you their particular brand of Christianity. Walk down an aisle in your grocery store, you'll see 100 different brands of detergent. They all basically do the same thing, some better than others, but they all do the same thing. How many brands of Christianity do we have out there? Lots. And they all want to say that God spoke to them, and this is what he told me to tell you. You know, I've prayed to God. He never answered me back. But we keep going to people that are in like in some kind of seance, that here's a man that proclaims that he speaks to God and God speaks to him back. And the point about this, Dave, was simply this. It's divisive. Just as arguing politics, Democrat versus Republican, this religion versus that religion, belief or no belief, blah, 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 blah. All of us become isolated and diminished and fractioned down, 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 down. So that there is no power, it's been diluted. That has been my objection. But people are still going to do it. They're going to argue until they're falling into their own grave with a bullet in the back of their head. Which, had anybody noticed that we had freedom and liberty and we could worship the way we wanted? It wasn't until we had the Jewish Zionist ACLU organization come into being in the 1960s that said, wait a minute, we need a proclamation between God and state. Really? As I read the Constitution, the way it was originally penned, I thought that meant that there wasn't supposed to be any official sanctioned religion by the government and that their role was limited and you conduct your life the way you saw fit. You worship the way you wanted to worship. And, well, it was no accident that the majority of the people in this country came to this country to get away from religious prosecution. And guess what we got now? Well, we're going to have federal prosecution, but, you know, hey, if you argue with somebody about their religion, we're now going to make it a federal crime. Ta-da. You know, they're trying to make us all safe, so I guess let's just throw out all the rights so they can make me really 100% bulletproof, ironclad, safe. Derek in Philly. Hello, Derek.
Hey, John. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you.
All right. Great. Well, you said you're going to let people expose their belly button a little bit.
You just pull up your shirt and show me your belly button.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually a Jew, and obviously a non-Zionist Jew, since I've been able to tolerate your show for the last 10 minutes. But
thank you very much.
Yeah, I'd just like to say, not all Jews are Zionists, obviously, as we all know. But growing up in a Jewish, I guess, upper middle class society, it's very interesting to listen to you talk, and lots of the other Westerners as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's like being transported to another little world, but but I totally understand, and I just wanted to say that as a first point. But secondly, Judaism in itself is inherently racist, and I'm not a religious Jew whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, Judaism, it's the Talmud. That's what Judaism actually is. You say the Christians, they have the New Testament. The
right.
Jews have the Talmud, and the Talmud is basically lots of laws about genealogy. And it's funny, you know, if you look at the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and the Darwins, those people who have been interbred for such a long time, they take it right from somewhere, right?
Yeah, they do. And you've heard me say on this air, and thank you for that, I tolerated you, because toleration is going to be included in our language in this country with megawattage behind it in the near future. You know, I've said on this program, not all Jews are Zionists and not all Zionists Jews. And I think we've done a pretty good job of separating that.
I think you have, but sometimes, and it's just you and lots of people, they get a little easy with the Jew word, you know, but it's not just, it represents, it's almost like, you know, and it's funny, you know, we started this all about hate speech, how bunk that whole idea is. It's almost like the N-word almost in a little way. You know what I mean?
That's right. It is. And you know, I cannot get this through people's heads. Well, the majority, I'll say this, Derek, the majority of the people that listen to this broadcast and this network, and I've admonished people in the past, you start throwing out Jew, you know, orange Jews, grape Jews, Jews. You better make the distinction of what you're talking about. If you're talking about a secular political movement, it is the Zionist. Say that. Because if you go on a Jew-bashing crusade that includes all the Jews and all Jews are bad, now you've invited in the very dregs of society, probably with Nazi symbolism on their heads, or any other group. And this, under the laws of this country, It is not written in the Constitution about going after Jews or not going after Jews. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It was assumed that everybody would have that. It was assumed. But then we got real creative with this, and we went after the civil rights movement. Well, if you've seen what has happened to the blacks in this country, they are now under the 14th Amendment protection and control of the federal government under the Civil Rights Act. And I'm of the opinion that everybody that is born on the face of this planet should have equal rights, period, without making a big play about it and making laws about it and having special dispensation about it. That every man should be able to be protected from one another under the law, whether you're Jewish, you're white, you're black, you're purple, you're Chinese, Vietnamese, Slovakian, whatever the heck you are.
May I say one more thing, Joe?
Sure, go ahead.
It's funny. We're almost like transported back to 1776 because we're now facing yellow jackets. That's our new enemy. Before it was the redcoats, now it's the yellow jackets.
Well, and
I know which side I'm going to be on.
Well, I'll tell you what, my friend. You being of Jewish ancestry, you can share my foxhole anytime. I'll share anything that I got, ammo, food, anything else.
I'm very humbled, my friend.
All right, thank
you. I'll take it from here.
All right, Derek. Thank you. Appreciate your call. Yeah, let's divide up some more people here. Let me see how much more damage we can do. Let's see how much more ineffective and eunuchized. Is that a word if you're a eunuch? Eunuchized? I just made a new word. John in California. Hello, John.
Hi, John. I just weren't that guy Dave ever approached his pastor and asked him if he belonged to a 501c3 church. I wonder if this guy ever approached his pastor, or if they even studied Romans 13. I wonder if this guy, you know what he said? He said he was losing his house.
Yeah.
And it's in the middle of the afternoon here in California. Reno time is about the same as us.
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't he out maybe working a second job? You know, I worked three jobs to put food on the table. I homeschooled my kids. I wonder if his kids are still in an indoctrination center.
I don't know, but I don't want to pick apart Dave here because he's not here to give the particulars or...
Well, you know what, John? You know, I'm sick. You know, I'm a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I see more true, and I don't like the word Christian because if you look at what happened in the 13th century, you research that word, that all came out of the Dark Ages.
Yeah, John, can you move?
I'm a true believer, but I mean, I've.
John,
you're
breaking up on your cell phone. Get to a spot and don't move. Okay.
I'm here.
Okay, don't move. I got you. All right.
Okay. Anyway, John, I just you know what? You opened my eyes up about. When it's 16 years ago, how long have you been on the air?
Oh, about 16 years.
Yeah. You opened up my eyes. You opened up my eyes to the churches, their religion. It's all about money. Most of these up here in the Sierras where we live, in the smaller communities, most of these churches are run by Masons, Freemasonry.
Well, and that's the one thing that I wanted to point out with Derek, and I forgot to do it. It is not just a Jewish conspiracy or Zionist conspiracy. It's Masonic / Jewish conspiracy.
Yes.
You know, and
you're absolutely right.
And I am absolutely beside myself today.
Well, you know what? We have a little church group that meets here on the Sabbath. Sunday has nothing to do with worshiping Jesus.
By the way, I got David and Reno on you. You want to go up with him?
Yeah.
Okay. David and Reno. You're on with John from California.
Hi. Hello. How are you, John?
Hi. You guys
would like to say something to comment your friend made. Actually, if before you started opening your mouth up, I'm a contractor, first of all. I came off a roof over two stories and busted my foot up. I'm permanently disabled, where I have a hard time walking or doing anything too much anymore right now. Anyway,
okay.
That's the reason why I'm
David,
in so much trouble.
David, okay, now, well, let's keep this civil. As I said in your behalf to John, you don't know the guy's history, you don't know his background, and I'm not going to let you go after David, but I appreciate you calling in. Now, if you guys have anything civil to say to each other, go ahead and say it.
No, I'm going to say good things, John. You asked me to call back. You said
yeah.
You wish you would have hung all over here.
Yeah.
But it's not because I don't want to work and I don't have any children. It's me and the wife. It's because I'm a contractor and I have a hard time trying to do anything. The whole construction industry took a belly-up job, and it's hard for me to stand for any length of time to do anything. So I have a tough time trying to find work with my position that I'm in. That's the main reason why I said. But what I was talking about is that I have peace in my heart over the situation, whether if I have to sell my house or lose it or something, I know Lord's going to take care of me in a position I'm in no matter what comes my way. That's what I was saying.
Did you notice when my Jewish friend in Philly called in, I didn't ask him what his affiliation to God was? Because mm-hmm. He knows what's coming. He knows what we're facing. Now, I didn't go...
I'm not offended. If someone asked me,
yeah.
What offends me when someone calls themselves a Christian if they're not born again, because Christ, the Word, came from Christ as a Christian. If you're not born again, you're not a Christian.
Okay, I understand that. John in California, anything here?
Well, he sounds religious.
Well, okay.
What I was going to say about Alcoholics Anonymous, there's the ninth step, and that has to do with restitution. We've been to about eight different churches. None of them for fulfilling. It was all about money.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that AA expounds is restitution. I never heard anybody... any of these pastors talk about restitution
and
or amends, making amends.
And what is it? What is it in Alcoholics Anonymous that they tell you to do to overcome your earthly problems here? What you got to give what up to a what?
It's all spiritual. You got that's the whole program is basically spiritual, not religious, and that's one of their traditions.
David, you were saying.
I'm saying I don't actually belong to a church, John. I used to belong to a men's group here in town locally where we'd sit around with 25 or 30 men every day. Be honest with you, I haven't been to church off and on probably for the last 4 or 5 years because 99% of the stuff that's being preached in churches out there is false doctrine.
Absolutely.
I'll agree with that.
It's not truth out there, and I said there's so much false doctrine being taught out there. And one thing walking with the Lord, discernment is the number one problem most Christians have, including myself. When you're on your knees praying and trying to ask God to understand what's going on in the world in today's time we're in, discernment is very difficult for anybody. And I get real tired of everybody because most of the people that I listen to and talk to have no idea who God is or who Jesus is about or what he's about.
Well, and hold on, David, here. John, if you were to classify yourself in the standard terms of today on religion or whatever, would you classify yourself as being an agnostic toward that religious belief system?
I am towards that religious belief system, but I don't even use the word Christianity. When we meet, we're believers. We believe in Messiah.
Okay.
We believe in a true living. We don't call them God. We call them Yahuwah.
Yeah.
Or Yahweh.
Yeah.
We call Jesus, Yahushua. He needs to research those names.
Well,
find out that they're all they go clear
to me. That sounds like Jehovah's Witness or a Mormon.
Okay, now hold on, guys, because now we've entered into the political arena. Exactly what I said at the top of this, the outset of it, will be exclusionary on the religious belief because he doesn't believe the way the other guy does. Now, I'll tell you what I've got here. You got to pay attention to me, Mr. Producer. Don't keep your head in that computer. I've got a Jew. I've got John in California that is more along the spiritual lines. I've got David in Reno that is more along the biblical or written word lines. And you know what? I don't care. Because I'd be very proud for all of these guys to be in my foxhole, including the Jew. David in Reno, and you guys are both back up. Go ahead.
Anybody is a human being. God said he created all men equal. God loves everybody. He said not one soul he wants to perish and go to hell. There is no difference between Jews or blacks or anybody. Jesus says to love everybody.
Yeah, but don't tell that to the Islamic guy because he's with Muhammad, and don't tell that to the Indian guys because they've got somebody else, and don't tell it to the Krishna guys because they've got something else. Hold on, guys. I've got a break. Just hold right there. Don't go away.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We are back. John and David, I'm only going to keep you on a few more minutes here, but you see my illustrated point here. You know, the only thing I'm interested in, guys, and we can put the belief system and the spirituality and the question about how we're communicating with the God of the universe, we can put that on hold. The only thing I'm interested in is if you're going to support and defend the Constitution and the Republic, and can you shoot straight? That's the only thing I'm interested in.
I can pick the math up.
Hey, John, can I ask you a question?
Yards. Wait a minute, John. You said David?
I said I can pick a Matt's ass off in 500 yards.
Okay, and John, what? John?
Well, before this is off topic, this is why I called you. I just wondering that H.R. 1913, that was another number. It was like an H.R. 236 or 276 or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. I forgot what it
was. You don't know how that changed, huh?
No, I don't. No.
Ted Pike would know.
He might. Ted's missing in action today. I'm sure he's on a lot of programs.
Yeah.
And
well, I was just going to say to John that, you know, we're all three passionate about what we believe in, and sometimes our passion can... I don't have anything against Dave. I don't even know the man.
Yeah.
But I have the courage of my convictions, and I'm sure he does, and you do too. And I appreciate that.
Well, and here's the thing. You remember the old saying that there's two things that you don't argue about in a bar, and that's politics and religion?
You got
well,
it.
I'll just say this one more
I'm
thing.
Let you John, go, John.
Thanks, John.
John 14:6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man will come unto the Father except through me, Jesus Christ. And the scripture's in there because it's in there for a reason. If anybody doubts what I say, all they have to do is ask God for the truth. One thing about being born again, I will never push myself on anybody. Somebody has to come up to me
right.
and ask me about Jesus for me to tell them. I'm not a Bible thumper. I don't go door to door. I've never push myself on anybody because that's not what God says. That's why he gives you free will to do what you please. If somebody asks me a question about Christ,
sure.
I will tell them, but I will never push myself upon anybody, no will Jesus either.
David, and thank you for saying that. I remember one morning that I was in a McDonald's having one of their Mickey D's breakfast, and I saw a man sitting at a table, and he was into the Bible. And I looked over, and he looked over at me. The man didn't look like he was in a whole lot of peace. And we struck up a conversation. And it turns out that, you know, he's trying to convert me, and I'm looking at him, and I'm not being obnoxious with the guy. And I said to him, I said, you know, I said, I get a feeling that your soul is not at ease. And he alluded to me that he's done some terrible things in his life. And I said, you know, I said, that may be so, and I don't need to know him. I said, God does. And I said, he's willing to forgive you. Why don't you try forgiving yourself? And he looked at me, and it was like he never heard those words before.
Mm.
And I said to him, and I said, whomever you've harmed, in case, you know, if you murdered somebody, I guess you can't do anything. I said, and to ease your conscience, try to make what you have done wrong right. And that man, the next time I saw him, he had a totally different aura about him, an expression on his face. He looked more at peace and at ease. And this is what's driven a lot of people away from Christianity, are these people out there that are making unreasonable demands of men. And what is so hard about this, David? Living by the laws. I even had dyed in a wool. Atheists tell me that, you know what? Living by the Ten Commandments is not a bad way to structure a society and a culture. And I said, thank you very much. David, thank you. I appreciate you, David, very much.
God bless everybody.
All righty. Second hour coming up. The hate crime bill, folks. Just wanted to demonstrate there how we all need to come together. Why can't we all just get along? 800-313-9443. We've got some real enemies, folks.
With recent